04 WHM monitoring.
04 HKX. Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
Be good. How about yourself today? I heard you and Jerry talking earlier about grilling out.
Just wrap my ribs and put a little apple juice in them and let them braise right now for the next hour and a half or so. And then I'll unwrap them and sauce them and cook them for about another 45 minutes and I'll be done, ready to eat.
That sounds good, what y'all were talking about anyway. Making me hungry during the day. I was out working on the driveway on the tractor.
I hadn't had anything to eat since breakfast, so I'm ready for a good dinner.
Ted, I'm right there with you. I'm trying to find out what we're doing. The wife's got a tooth bothering her, so it's just going to be me finding something, I'm sure.
Well, that's not good. I hope her tooth gets better or she can make it to the dentist soon.
Trying to get through the day so she can get to the dentist tomorrow, hopefully.
Sure they'll work her in. Most dentists are good about that when you have an emergency.
So, I hate seeing her that way. Nothing you can do about it.
Well, or jail can only do so much. And then you gotta have a dentist. Or at least that's been my experience. You get your driveway all scraped up and cleaned up and leveled up.
I've done what I'm going to do to it. I just trying to get some of the washboards out of it. It wasn't in bad shape. Just UPS drivers don't know how to drive without spinning the tires.
I had one get stuck in my front yard. He was smart enough to think that the slight incline and all the wet weather wouldn't have made it boggy, and got stuck right in the middle of the front yard instead of using the turnaround. I guess he was in a hurry, but it slowed him down.
I don't know what it is. I get packages up here all the time, and man, they just tear the driveway all to pieces. So I have to go out and fix it every couple of weeks.
Your local UPS office and invoice, and well, I don't know, then they might not deliver your package, but it was a good idea anyway.
The reason I hadn't done it is because I've already thought of that since they quit delivering to me, and then that just caused me more problems.
They had to get a wrecker to pull this one out and then come back and redo the landscaping, so, but luckily, we got a different driver, and he knows how to turn around now.
My usual driver comes up here. I don't have any problems, but they have been sending somebody different every other day, it seems like, for the last year and a half since this COVID mess started and shipping's gone crazy. But when my normal driver was coming up here, I didn't have this problem.
Maybe you need some slow 5-mile-an-hour signs. I run across that the other day at a training facility I went to in Alabama. It basically said, if you're in such a hurry to get here, we'll get you in a hurry to go home. If you speed, you're immediately ejected from the class.
I wonder how many they had to send home before they really got the point across. Because that could be bad.
Well, the property is on, it's private property on a side of a mountain there in Alabama, northern Alabama. And the guy that runs is Essie Knives. And his father lives on the property, and he about got run over by somebody coming in. And so they got pretty serious about it.
You get people that ain't used to driving on these dirt roads around here. You get them out here on dirt roads and they just don't know what to do. We've got some Airbnbs right here close by. We'll have people come in here from California and wherever. And they're big fancy cars and they want to get on this dirt road and then they just don't know what to do with it.
And the stop on dirt roads about like ice. You just slide.
And we usually slow them down pretty quick because we got some, you know, there's family, there's kids in here in the neighborhood. It's not really a neighborhood, but in the area, the road I live on. So, if we see you out doing something like that, we'll slow you down pretty quick.
Well, that's the right thing to do. And there ain't no need to be running any speed on a dirt road. It gets away from you and you in the ditch or up a tree.
You ought to be off a bank up a tree.
In the mountains, you could take a good tumble.
Fortunately, if you're where I'm at, it's not too bad. My driveway's a little steep, but not bad. I come in and out here, dual drive, no problem in cars. My son bringing a 2015 Mustang GT in and out of here, so.
I'll go ahead and give you my condolences on having a teenage driver and the cost of insurance.
He's not a teenager anymore. He's 21. He just recently moved out, so. But he was bringing that car up here for up till about 2 months ago.
Congratulations on the insurance going down, I hope.
He wasn't that bad. He was on his own policy. We made him get his own policy and take care of it himself. And that's what I had to do when I got my license. I didn't have anybody help me. I had to buy my own car, everything. I helped him with the car and got all that for him. And he had to take care of his own insurance and gas.
I moved out when I was just had turned 18, and my daddy died when I was 17, so that left me with me, myself, and I, and my mother did what she could, but that wasn't a whole lot. She wasn't able, and so, yeah, I understand that, doing it on your own.
Been doing today other than grilling?
Not a whole lot. Made all the fixings to go with the ribs and got all them done and in the refrigerator, and that way I didn't have to spend all afternoon cooking, so I've been just fiddling around and doing a whole bunch of nothing, to tell you the truth.
That same year, like I said, I fixed the driveway and then been fiddling a few other little things here. I was doing some research on antennas. I was looking at that headphone. I found a couple of them on eBay there for you that you were telling me about. But other than that, just kind of doing some research.
HMID. Well, I'll tell you, if you decide to buy one, go ahead and buy one from it. You can buy the same type cheaper, but I tried that, and they do not work near as good. And he guarantees his for life, guarantees them to have a SWR on both bands under 1.3. So, and it's a good antenna. I really can't brag on it enough. And both times I ordered one from him, I got a handwritten note thanking me for my purchase and how I was helping his students and what part number to get at Lowe's for the Schedule 20 PVC pipe and his signature. So I figured I couldn't beat that. Have one from the man who made it himself.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. I got it pulled up here on eBay looking at them. But I was just doing some reading, studying, trying to educate myself a little more.
The thing to do, make a good informed decision. I don't know that it would help you with a repeater as close as you are to it, being in the mountains, but I tell you what, it does a great job from here to from Harlow to the tower, that's for sure.
We when you're on your little 878 and on that antenna, yeah, you're still making a good trip there into the repeater with that.
Signal on it at 5 watts or 7 watts if I'm in turbo mode on that 878 than I do from my car pushing 50 watts sitting in the driveway with the antenna I got on it, and I got a decent antenna on my car and a pretty good one on my truck, and but the handheld and that thong antenna is by far gives me the best signal and reception of the three.
Yeah, that's my next thing, is trying to figure out what I'm going to put on the tool truck. I've been looking at one of those ATS 240 or something like that, I believe it is, multiband with the HF. If I decide to use this 607 to go in there.
I figured with that one, but if it does multiband and HF, then that ought to do you the trick.
He's got one. It's one of those auto-tuner antennas that auto-adjusts itself. But I don't know if it'll work with the 706 and this auto-tuner that's got on it, or if it only works for the Yaesu radios.
That'd be something to research, for sure. The auto-tuning antennas, the way they go up and down based on the frequency, is it's amazing to me. Although I'm a fan of simple, so to me that's just another point of failure, but that's just me. I'm sure they make good quality product.
I'm with you on that. That's kind of how I feel about things. That's why I don't know if I want to try that or not. But I know Steve's had his a while, and he's giving it rave reviews, so I was looking at it and just trying to decide.
Yeah, I've heard him talk about it, and I've talked to several people that have them, and they like them, and, you know, by the time you put the money into it, you know, whether it's a mobile or a base, where you got the rotor for the base or antenna elevation, sometimes it's better to buy them all in one. You get a better deal than trying to part it out. So, something I hadn't looked into much, so I've said about all I know about them.
Me too. I'm right here with you. Like I said, I'm just doing some more reading.
Got your general class already?
If not, I've been studying for it. Do that later this afternoon. I'm sitting around doing nothing. I'll jump over and start studying for it.
Got a audio book that I listen to going back and forth to work, and I've got a book, Pass Your Amateur Radio General Class Test, The Easy Way, All Ham and No Spam, by Craig Buck, K4IA. That's the 2019 through 2023 edition. And it's a pretty decent book. It looks like it's, like a lot of things, requires some memorizing. So I hadn't really used the book. I've been listening to the audio book on the way back and forth to work. I got it on Audible. And but I'm thinking August might be when I try to take my test over to Athens, Georgia Radio Club. That's where I'm a member.
Watching the Gary and W4EEY, he's got a series of YouTube videos where he's going through there and actually teaching the class. So what I'll do, or what I did in the tool truck to get my technician, is I put stuff like that on YouTube, and I just set my phone where I couldn't see it, and it was playing through the stereo, so I just listened to it as I went down the mountain and back up the mountain. That's how I got my technician license, that and ham study.
Tim, I've had a couple people recommend his channel. They says he does a real good job at it, so I may have to look into that as things get a little closer. I'm about finished with the audio book, so it'd be good to, I could do that on my lunch hour at work, watch it hour a day, and then find me another audio book, and that'd give me 2 hours a day, so I could get serious about it about mid-June and give me 3 hours a day of studying.
Keep an ear out. He's on this repeater every now and then. I've heard him on here a couple times.
4WTF.
KO4WTF.
Just wanted to let you know, Gary, I believe that's his name, in addition to the YouTube channel, there's also some podcasts. He's ripped it to podcast format so you can download it, and then you can listen to it and not have to worry about YouTube streaming.
Roger that. Has he got a website for that, I'm assuming, under his call sign?
Try and remember how I got a hold of it. It might be because I actually signed up for the classes, and maybe it was a link, but I imagine if you look under the details under the YouTube channel, it might have a link to a website where you can download that. I found it very helpful. I haven't went for my test yet, and honestly, once they started to match stuff with the calculators, it got a little bit too much, and then work got busy. So, but yeah, I would look in somewhere in the description on the YouTube. Maybe there's a link to a website or something there.
I appreciate that information. Good to know.
It's very rare when I can actually help people out in this hobby. I'm still pretty new.
Here, I just got my technician ticket back in September, so I'm still learning as I go. Bill's had his a little while, though.
HMID. Yeah, I've only had mine for about a little over 8 years, but I've toyed with the idea of upgrading a general, but just never have pulled the trigger. But I think this year is going to be the year, or this summer is, rather.
About a year and a half now, and I really want to start playing around on HF. I have trouble staying motivated to study so I can get my general.
Rage Gex Friday. Yeah, I'm the same way. I have to find time and make myself sit down, and then I have to make myself not fall asleep while I'm listening to it.
It was everything I could do. I am not an electrician by any stretch of the imagination, and it was about all I could do to keep that information in my head long enough for the technician class. And yeah, it's going to be a struggle. I just got to find time to make it happen.
Did a search on Gary Pierce podcast, and it popped right up on the internet. So that's something I'll have to look at downloading to my phone. And like you said, that way I can listen to it without having to worry about signal. There seems to be a little bit of everything on here. There's all kind of podcasts on here. I don't see anything specific to the general yet, but he's got a ton on here.
You were able to find it, man. I'm getting ready to pull into the house, so I'm just going to go ahead and say goodbye. I am clear. KO4WTF.
The advice and cemeteries, my friend. This is M4WHM. Good to make your acquaintance.
Most of the day, so just give you a call. I'll try to come back to you.
Sort of scanning through the different podcasts. There's definitely a bunch of them, but I hadn't seen anything specific to general yet. There's all kind of, you name it, on here, but just have to keep searching and see what else comes up. The see, is that his last name? Is Gary Pierce his last name, Patrick?
No idea. All I know is Gary W4EY, but he actually has a web page and it's just under his call sign.
That was W4EY. Is that correct?
Echo, echo.
Yeah, I found it. He's, yeah, looks like he's, definitely got YouTube, ham license classes, so he's got the, yeah, a good bit of stuff on here. I hadn't seen anything about, the other Gary I was looking at was a different call sign. So I'm not sure if those podcasts were correct or not.
Gary, this Gary just finished up, the general class, so he may not have them on podcast yet. I don't know. And I don't see any podcast on his, webpage at all yet.
There, I'm looking at his website now, and, but if, still may be a good one, because like I said, yeah, Gary Wise, yeah, Weiss, yeah, that's the one that I've heard several talk about, so at least this is the right Gary, so, yeah, the classes are free, and you just need to buy the corresponding ARRL manual for the best follow-along, so... This is all right. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad we got into this conversation.
Yeah, that's what I've been using to do my study with. I got to get the book. I need to order it so I can get it here. I've just been watching the videos. I think I'm on section 3 now. So I know they got said 4 is divided up into 2 sections because it is pretty in depth.
It gets pretty thickle as you get into it, and like I said, there's a lot of memorizing the bands and good bit of math involved, so it may take me longer than August in actuality. I'm just sort of doing this as a pastime. I just enjoy the analog and the DMR, so I was just going to upgrade the general just to be doing it.
Another thing that had really helped me was that ham study where you could take the practice test and it would tell you what you missed and you could go back and look at it and it would give you why, your reason why. So I really liked it too. It's a real helpful tool and I can't remember if it cost or not. I think it's free, but I'm not 100% sure. And you can download it on your phone or on your computer, either one.
Different apps on my phone. Some that were recommended by the Athens Radio Club. And they tell you, you know, if you get one wrong, it goes in and explains why the correct answer was correct and why the others were wrong. So... but I can't remember the name of it right now. I don't have my phone with me at my desk.
4PEC.
KO4PEC. Go ahead. KO4HKX here.
Hey, just wanted to let y'all know that ham study exam is a free app. You have to download the pool of test questions and all that. That's how I studied and got my technician.
Thanks. thought it was. That's how I got my technician also, but I just couldn't remember if it was free or not. I didn't think I had to pay anything for it.
There are pools of questions you have to download for each exam, but I say it is all free. I'm going through and studying for my general right now as well.
Roger that. I know with the app, I didn't have to download anything other than the app. It just stays in it.
WHM, the thanks for the information on the app, and if it's free, it's for me, so I'll download it. If that's not the one I have, like I said, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'll definitely take a look at it after dinner tonight, download it and get it loaded anyway.
Off here for a little bit and go check on the wife, see how she's doing. So I'm gonna say 73s for a little while, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, hope you had a great Memorial Day, and I'm glad you got the driveway straightened out, and definitely go take care of the wife, check on her and make sure she's doing fine. As always, enjoy talking with you, and we'll catch up again soon. This is M4WHM. I'm clear.
KE2 RCL Mobile.